Guaranteed.
When you keep it locked.
When you keep it locked.
On 92.3.
Family Radio.
It's 1 o'clock.
Inspiration 92.3 FM.
Always know this. It's all about the quality of life and finding a happy balance between work and friends and family. Philip Green.
Inspiration.
92.3 FM.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another Sunday's programming of Wellness Half Hour. Every Sunday we come to you, we spend time together exploring wellness, a perspective on our health that gives reverence to the source of our being. Yes, that gives reverence to our Creator, that He, in His wisdom, created perfection internally in the human body and throughout of Mother Nature. Everything around us is perfect. Until we forget that He is in charge and begin to do things from our own perspective and create chaos. Well, when chaos occurs in the body, we call it disease. He created EASE, ease, and we have created disease, DISEASE. Thus, we impart their 5 pillars to wellness: spirituality, mindset, nutrition, lifestyle, and environment. And in exploring these 5 pillars of wellness, we bring experts in to assist in various perspectives, and we know sometimes often it challenges the contemporary or the conventional knowledge. And that's what growth is all about. Information comes in, we look at it, new ideas come in. Today we fly around the world in airplanes. One day, the idea popped into the brothers of the Wright brothers, and others ridiculed them. Today, it's the norm. Today, in medical science, we have the machine for dialysis. At one point, it was thought to be ridiculous. In other words, growth is about looking at different perspectives, opening the door for discussion, for challenging ideas, and exploring them. There's a trend going on right now. It seems to be heating up. Before we go into it, introduce our co-host for today and your extreme experience nutritionist and wellness coach. Good afternoon, Cherise.
Good afternoon, listeners. Happy Sunday.
Let's take a step back. Today we talk about evidence-based science, evidence-based medicine. But all of that is based on observation. All of that is based on tolerance for new ideas. We praise the so-called Greek philosophers, Socrates, Archimedes, who had ideas that were counter to the then trend. The biggest one being the earth was round. My goodness, that was heresy. And even some of them had to restrict their words and even face discipline for daring to challenge the knowledge of that day that the earth was flat. Today, we all know it's round. So tolerance of knowledge, tolerance of new ideas, of different perspectives, is an integral part of growth, it's an integral part of science, of who we are as simple human beings. We are smelling the intolerance of that whole industry creeping up again. It occurred heavily during the COVID arena. And we're seeing it coming up again in social media, coming up again online. That's our topic for today. And so we'll open the lines for folks to call in right from the get-go, the 0700-923-923-923. WhatsApp or Telegram, 0817-313-6193. what really triggered this topic? There's a brilliant holistic wellness scholar, teacher, researcher online. I'll put his name out there, Eric Berg. And suddenly if you go and search for him on Google, hello, you can barely find him. He has over 1,000 educational videos out there. He's not the first one for this to happen to. During the COVID era, about 10 people were listed as top sources of disinformation. These are medical doctors, scientists, health practitioners who are questioning the status quo with evidence to back it up. And they were either silenced, either lost websites, Facebook presence, and had to use certain words to begin to codify their information. That's very, very unfortunate. We're seeing it happening again. Recently, one of our, awesome, I call him a mentor, Reverend Tony Akinyemi, some of his videos just disappeared, where he questioned certain current trends. Yours truly, three years ago, during the COVID era, our website disappeared after I did an interview with a reporter in France. It was an online Facebook interview. Within a week of, 1 to 2 weeks of that interview, the interview first disappeared, and then Carib Health's website totally just disappeared. We had to rebuild everything from scratch. The intolerance of different perspectives is not scientific. It's very unfortunate. Yes, we know there's talk about so-called, fake news out there and fake information. When it comes to scientific or health matters, we must be very careful, because the current contemporary trend is to drown out any information that doesn't fit the myopic current model that we are trained into. Even when you bring up knowledge about what our grandparents did that may be better than what is going on today scientifically, you're at risk for being censored or being labeled as, in different ways, counter. All right. Feel free to call. Let's discuss this issue all about censorship in, I would say, information around healthcare, holistic healthcare, alternative healthcare, even something just as simple as how to treat certain viral challenges. In the old school, we use things such as anti-inflammatories, from honey to lemon to ginger to turmeric. Folks who preach these are going to have some challenges with the new algorithm. Let's hear your thoughts on this. It's a difficult arena for many of us who have attained significant training and love to challenge or bring other perspectives into discussion. Because of my background, as a chemist, first degree in chemistry, analytical chemistry, and then pharmacy before medicine, the way I approach medical issues today and products is from a very scientific, critical eye. If you bring me a product, I want to know what are the ingredients in there. How does it work? What's its pharmacokinetics? How much of it gets into the bloodstream, which is where it works? Not the one you put in your mouth. It's what gets into your blood that triggers activity. We want to know what are the side effects. Both the ones that have been documented by the company from its own research, and those documented by independent folks. independent labs, scientists, scholars, universities. One of the challenges we're seeing online is the more you put yourself out there and use certain words, the more the algorithm will pick you up and begin to somehow make you harder to find on social media. There are several. What the result of this is a limited dialogue or narrative on issues.
Let me just also add here, Doctor, that many times people out there, listeners, yes, we're depending on the social media to give us the answers, the Google to give us the answers. And just reflecting on not only for these medical professionals who are being taken down, but also on our own lifestyle, our own traditions. We're not passing them on to our children. So what our children know now is if you have a headache, you take a pill. If you have body ache, you look into the medicine cabinet. So that quick fix, that quick remedy, whereas prior, the thought process is, hold on, give yourself a moment, let's think it through. Have you had water today? Why do you have a headache? Are we looking at the root cause? Are we looking at the traditions that our family taught us before we reach for that chemical? That chemical also has its own side effects. I had a patient this week, just age 43, and he had high blood pressure. He had end stage kidney disease, which means it's at the end. The kidneys are used up. He also had diabetic retinopathy. What age did he get the diabetes? Just age 23, diabetes. And now he has about 15 medications, one to counter the other medication from the side effect that one gives. It's a lot to deal with. So what I'm saying is, yes, there's a pill for every ill. Be ready to deal with the consequences of these pills for every ill.
See, in God's system, in God's kingdom, there's always more than one solution. There's always more than one thing that can address a problem. The example just given, for the headache, you dash for the pill, you dash for the chemical. Whereas some simple water, simply improve sleep, simple
deep breathing, some rest, some getting off of your gadgets. Many of you are glued to your gadgets. Even when you're sleeping, you turn over and there is a gadget, you've looked at it, or maybe it's on, so the blue light is also affecting your sleep and your pain.
The risk of a monologue on our health, especially in regards to health and wellness, truly is very concerning. To put it lightly, it's almost dictatorial, it's almost autocratic, and we would lose out on a lot of ancient knowledge that has been proven over the years. We lose out on simple things. For example, if you do a steaming, you inhale steam or aromatic vapor, you literally knock out a lot of the microbes in the airway. That's one way to reduce viral infections, bacterial infections. You do it regularly. Now, suddenly, that's not acceptable. That is seen as, quote-unquote, unscientific. What has worked for millennia, and even proven again by several folks over the last 2 years. And so if you preach that now online, there's a risk of you being, quote-unquote, somehow being lost or unsearchable or unfindable. Your videos, your audios, even your name. There's one chap I'll mention who got a really bad rap during over the last 2 years or 3 years. Dr. McCullough. I recall during my training in Baltimore at Johns Hopkins, many a times his topics, his write-ups were a point of discussion. Very lively, vibrant intellectual discussions among residents, chief residents, attendants. And we always learned from the discussions. And then suddenly, 3 years ago, somehow, he was blacklisted. I can give you so many, you know, you most want to say, anyone social media begins to blacklist because of a counter view is who you want to go and follow or find their information. And so many folks are creating alternative avenues to find information that is counter to the quote-unquote conventional propaganda. You can always reach us. We have a community we're creating online where we can share information that creates a balanced perspective on the dominant media. When we look at Dr. McCullough, cardiologist, top cardiologist, who is probably the most published physician in the US, if not on planet Earth, vilified, ridiculed, because he had a counter opinion, and today his opinion is totally fact. He was one of the first to push up for use of ivermectin. There's Dr. Martin, who used to be a consultant for the US government, who now speaks out against several contemporary trends, being vilified. That's not scientific. Someone whom you elevated, you contracted him to do a lot of studies and analysis when he was on your team. And now he sees that the direction of the team is concerning and he steps out to speak against it. Now you vilify him. Suddenly all the science and research and the work he's done for you should be ignored. That's a risk when we allow this monotonous voice to occur in media, especially in social media. Today we have so-called fact checkers. Truly, you need to check those fact checkers, who's sponsoring them, as to their leaning or their perspective. There are a lot of simple remedies that come from African culture, Indian culture, South American culture, Asian culture. Simple things you can do to prevent an ailment and stay healthy. Anyone who's going to promote a lot of those things today will easily have their search engine or their somewhat lost on Google.
I think recently, Doctor, you did an interview, I can't remember with what station, and you mentioned several different countries, maybe their herbs are promoted, but when it comes to Africa, it's a different story.
The arena of GMOs, we've touched on it several times. We know the major companies that are pushing GMO, the agenda. Monsanto, DuPont, Syngenta, the Bill Gates Foundation, and many other such entities. Folks, you all know my position on GMOs. They violate the circular nature of God's creation. Seeds come from fruits and plants. We replant them, we get new trees, we get new seeds, we get new fruits. It's a circular pattern that God created. You come out and speak against this heavily, somehow you are delisted or you are blacklisted. Whereas the loss of sovereignty and sovereignty that is created by these patented seeds, so-called some superior seeds or fancy names they call them these days, is being pushed out by the contemporary media. All right, folks, we'll take a break here.
here to prove anything. We just want you to have the best time listening to your radio. Inspiration 92.3 FM.
Listen to Fidelity SME Forum at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesdays, with repeat broadcast at 6:30 p.m. on Thursdays, as we continue to equip you with insight, skills, and expertise required for building a sustainable business, only on Inspiration 92.3 FM.
Broderly, sisterly, Oya come make I summer you want to read. What you feel do sabi? As a sabi man why be? I could tell you. See, Inspiration FM and Lasgidi FM, them they like brother and sister. Yes! Lasgidi FM, na Inspiration FM sister station. Yes. So therefore, the love what you get for Inspiration FM carry the same love. Pour for Lasgidi FM. Nothing do you, because them be one and the same. Are you are? You get something where you want sell, and you no fit find buyers, or you dey offer services, and you no sure how you go fit find potential clients. I mean, you dey find one place where you fit reach all your potential clients, all of them, every. The place where language no be barrier, even distance stuff no be wahala. Eh? Then sit down, make a nakitori. Oya sharp sharp, go Lasgidi 90.1 FM for Lasgidi FM. Them listeners, vrekete, them full grant everywhere. Yes, now nah, them be talk. Of town. Nadia programming. Hey, Iselense. Order the music. Them gallant. Presenters. Hey, one in town. And them news, fresh like bangalore juice. You see, as long as you want to advertise your goods and services, Lasgidi 90.1 FM Lagos, 9 be the place where go feel make your business travel far and wide, reach better people, where go patronize you wella. For Lasgidi 90.1 FM Lagos, language no be wahala, because you go hear Pidgin, Yoruba, and Igbo. No matter where you come from, your clients go understand waiting you they talk and waiting you want sell give them. So therefore, Lasgidi 90.1 FM now the station for everybody. Oya Shapali, for your business to go jejeli, green them for this number 0816 809 0068. That is 0816 809 0068. Or waka go their office for 177B Sinari, Daranijo Street, off Ligalia Yorinde Street, VI Lagos. Or visit their website www.lasgidifm.com. Lasgidi 90.1 FM Lagos, your number 101 best station. Yeah.
We connect you to the family. Ours is a radio done with a difference. We are Nigeria's number one family radio brand, and you can take that to the bank. Inspiration 92.3 FM Lagos, Inspiration 105.9 FM Uyo, and Inspiration 100.5 FM in Ibadan. Inspiration FM, we are live in your city, Lagos, Ibadan, and Uyo, delivering undiluted family content.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it is 92.3
Family Radio.
Wellness Half Hour. Good afternoon again. We're exploring, we're talking about the silencing of different opinions regarding health, especially opinions that come from the alternative, the holistic, the complementary, the wellness, and perspectives. We respect it's important to have a multiplicity of perspectives to avoid just one monologue. Even though we're focused on the health and wellness arena, this can occur in other arenas also. Of course, in nutrition. Of course, in academics also. Several years ago, there's the rollout of the vaccine, the HPV vaccine. Several years ago, there were several articles online from Japan, from Colombia, and other countries as to the effects of the vaccine in those countries. Yesterday, I got a message from someone in my parish that the school wants to introduce the vaccine for the children, his daughter inclusive. They asked me my opinion. And I told him flat out, no. Because I had been flushed so much other information about that particular vaccine. And I told them, challenge them with a question. You want to see data on the vaccine. You want to see what's the vaccine ingredients. Challenge them that you want to know how it has unfolded in other countries. And sadly, when you go online now, the articles that were there about Japan and Colombia, you cannot find them. Because those reports, I mean, created a lot of concern for this particular vaccine. People need to know if there's been success or failure stories in other places. People need that larger understanding, larger source of knowledge. We're talking about lives of children here. And suddenly you cannot find the data from Japan and from Colombia that is counter, and I think it's Peru also that is counter to...
It was Peru and Brazil.
Thank you. Yeah. Is that science? Is that what we want? I mean, it's as if you're taking people to slaughterhouse, blindfolded.
Well, I do know that, yes, they are going to different schools and having parents give their consent for vaccinating both girls and boys. And really, listeners, you want to do your research. Ask questions. Don't just allow your child to be the guinea pig here. Yes, several people have gotten these different vaccines, but you... have the knowledge. Ask questions. Ask for the studies. Ask for
the independent studies. Because yeah. Now, if you go online to try and get some data, all you find is data that is put out there by companies or entities or NGOs that are promoting the vaccine. The counter information, the reports from other countries where this has been done and unsuccessfully are absent. You can barely find it on the search engine. Very concerning, folks. Very concerning. And so, if you want to join our community, just send us a message. We'll add it to the community, where we'll share information from around the world on different issues affecting us, ranging from vaccinations all the way across to cancer and heart disease and diabetes, and you name it. We'll even point you to other folks who are presenting credible information, who have been doing so for decades, without question, until the recent silencing. And these folks, you need to connect with them before they are taken out. Unfortunately, that's happening in a number of cases. Several. You can call to question us, join the discussion, Greater Perspective, 0700-923-923-923. Or send a WhatsApp message on 0817-313-6193. Yes, it's a bit of a heavy subject, because we don't expect this to occur, because we've seen social media, we've seen Google, we've seen all even YouTube, Seth, as quote-unquote neutral platforms or mediums, but now we've seen that they are not. In fact, over the last 3 years, we've seen that they are not. There are certain corporate interests or corporate views behind them. On American media, especially American TV, that hasn't been going on since the buyout of the TV stations by corporate giants. You know, I recall many years ago in training, we had healthy debates, for instance, around diabetes. Some folks said it's reversible, some said it's not reversible. When the textbook was eventually published at that particular school, the chapters on endocrine and diabetes only talked about use of medications to treat the diabetes. The voices about its reversibility, the scientists who were pushing those studies weren't even mentioned. And when you look close in that book, the first 3 or 4 pages, you saw who was underwriting the book. The big pharma was underwriting the book. Recently, there's an article in the newspaper that talked about bitterleaf. There's no evidence that bitterleaf has any benefit in diabetes. By a senior colleague of mine, reputable endocrinologist, whom I respect a lot, whom I smile and shake his hand. But I've known since my days in pharmacy school, on the research on bitterleaf and lowering blood sugar. This is why it's important to have access to media, countering opinions. Let everyone bring their perspective, historical, scientific, and we discuss it. You're not out of power, silence, one component, and create a world where people are literally being led off the cliff. folks, this is going to get worse. We're seeing it unfolding. All right. It's been a brief show. I've sounded a bit passionate because I want you all to be aware of this issue. You can always reach us, send us messages through WhatsApp or various media platforms that you want to be on our platform, and we will add you to these discussions. All right. This is Wellness Half Hour. Let's keep the different opinions on health and wellness out there. You have a blessed week. Happy Harvest Sunday to folks that are doing harvest this week and next week.
Blessed week, everyone.
Thank you.
Inspiration FM.
Yeah. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Preach.
And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt
Preach.
Condemn.
Lord, give me a sign.
For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Preach.
And that righteousness is of me, said the Lord.
Preach.
Amen.
Lord, give me a sign.
I really need